Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And in studio, we have the vice president of Colorado Right to Life, Leslie Hanks. Leslie, welcome.
Bob, thanks for having me. This is great to be here.
It really is. There's so much going on. And I'd like to start off by sharing something that we can't go public with the details.
Okay.
We can't mention the name of the organization, the person with all the money. We can't do that.
Oh, don't you love that?
But it was interesting. We got a call from someone who funds pro-life groups, and they said they're very interested in what Colorado Right to Life is doing, but they want to know if what we would say about a particular candidate who's opposing the personhood petition, because they're rooting for this guy. And so what we would say about that might affect their decision as to whether to give money. It seems that it was a large amount of money. And we were very honest, of course, and we said, we cannot promise you that we're not going to oppose a certain politician if that politician is against personhood. We can't make that promise. And this foundation, they said, you know what? Thank you for being honest. Thank you. And, you know, if that means that we're not going to fund your organization, you know, we are thankful that you're honest. And Leslie, you were in on that meeting. I don't think you were inclined to try to trick them into thinking, you know, we're going to be two-faced about this or any issue.
Absolutely not. We just have to do what's right and proceed, and the Lord will bless when we do the right thing.
Yeah, you do right and risk the consequences. And no good deed goes unpunished.
That's right.
No good deed goes unpunished, which is one of my favorite sayings lately. No good deed goes unpunished. So, Leslie, we have a few emails to share with the audience and also our telethon. We're at $8,500 toward our goal of $25,000 to keep BEL on the air for another year. Now, $25,000, it doesn't cover our airtime costs for the year, but it's a significant chunk of those monies. So that month by month, then, we could focus our BEL resources and our budget on the other vital needs of this radio outreach, including our staff and our overhead, of course, and our mailings and the advertisements we take out to reach people with what we're doing here at Bob Enyart Live. And Leslie, we were looking at the number of people who download shows, the number of people who visit, and the number of countries
that the show reaches?
That the show reaches over the internet. And it is exciting. Over the last year, we have had visits from 141 countries.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
And if you look just at the countries where people have visited over 100 times, so that it's not just once, but it's a pattern, the countries where people have visited over 100 times are about 20 countries. And many of those are hundreds, 1,000 or more than 1,000 visits, like from Japan and countries in Europe and Canada and so on. So, and also when you look at the number of people who have visited over 150,000 visits in a year, with one out of four of the visits being from new people. So it's not just all the same people over and over and over. There is a significant percentage of people who find out about Bob Enyart Live and are searching on Google. They're being pointed to by other websites. Friends tell them kgov.com. It's such an easy domain name to remember. It's like the call letters of a radio station west of the Mississippi. They start with K instead of W. So KGov, like government, KGOV.com, and people come. And when they start listening to the show, boy, we've heard from so many people, Leslie, who say they tend to get addicted.
I'm one of them. Bob, I just have to say there is just such a dearth of good pro-life information on mainstream media that this show is just, it's a lifeline. When I'm on the road, and I am on the road a couple of times a week, and if I don't have the ability to hear the show driving around town, when I get to my hotel, I go ahead and download from the website, and I make sure I take the time to listen because you just have the best information.
Well, that is so encouraging to hear. And you do travel. You work for the airlines. You're all over the country. People call, and we usually start out by asking, what state are you in last week? Yeah. But last week, we got a donation to our telethon from a listener in Oklahoma. His name is Rod. And he was listening over the air. So the broadcast version of Bob and Yart Live, the broadcast edition, if you will, it goes really far on a 50,000-watt AM station, KLTT. But then via the internet, it goes all over the country and all over the world. And what we have realized looking at our stats, since we're doing a telethon, and a few people have asked, you know, how many people listen? And so this is why we're covering this. When we look at the number of shows that are downloaded in a year, like today's show will be downloaded by only a few hundred people in the first week or so, but then people sort of catch up. They miss shows and they go back and they start listening through the archives.
Right.
And so once we get 2 years out, like the shows we did 2 years ago, all of those shows are downloaded. If you take all the shows for the whole year, and let's say one show is downloaded 2,800 times, and you add up all the shows for that year, they're downloaded about 600,000 times.
That's incredible.
Isn't that awesome?
That is.
And so, you know, there are mega churches that reach a few thousand people every week. And Denver Bible Church, yesterday, we had 125 people. That was neat. We were planted with 30 people 8 years ago. January 2000 was our first church service. But 125 people, we have a small Bible church in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. But through the internet, we reach thousands of people a week. And that doesn't count the KGov archive site, which is a completely separate site from KGov.com. And they have downloaded terabytes. And that's a big number. I don't know how big. It's just real big. Terabytes of show content to listeners all over this country and around the world, of course.
That's incredible. Now, the Denver Bible Church you brought up, isn't that the little church that could?
The little church that could. That's absolutely right. And, you know, we take on challenges, Leslie. And our church, the church family at Denver Bible Church, is one of the most encouraging experiences of my entire life, to see so many families that homeschool or a Christian education. They almost all homeschool. And a few families, their kids go to Christian education where they've carefully screened the school and the curriculum. But then the support for the effort to not only preach the gospel, which is central to everything, sharing Jesus Christ, but then warning people about the dangers of homosexuality and child killing, and how God turns his back on a nation that kills its children. And then our godless public schools and evolution and all these issues that at Denver Bible Church, this little church, we are determined to reach thousands of people with the truth. And God is showing us over and over that that is happening.
Well, Bob, I've told you this before, but maybe your listeners have never heard me say this. I was saved in 1986, and I spent from 1986 until about 2 years ago when I started attending Denver Bible Church, looking for a church where they would even mention the March for Life. Mm. And every church I went to, I kept thinking, okay, this church, I'm going to get them fired up for the life issue. And the churches in Denver really just don't care.
And these were good churches. I mean, comparatively speaking, there are all these secular Christian churches, the post-Christian churches that are pro-homosexual, pro-abortion, pro-evolution, all that. You were picking good churches, Bible churches, where they preach the gospel, and it's so hard. And you know what one reason is? When the first goal of a church is to grow,
it's kind of hard when you bring up controversial topics.
Right. If the first goal of a church is to grow, then that is going to, they're going to self-censor their message.
That's right.
And if Jesus Christ, if his number one goal was to get as many followers as possible, he would have had a different ministry, because he would go and then he would say, and where are they? Where are the followers? They're all gone, because the truth is unavoidably offensive. The truth is unavoidably offensive, and he is the truth. And so at Denver Bible Church, it's not our goal to stay small. That's not our goal, but it's not our number one goal to grow. Our number one goal is to get to know God, enjoy him, and serve him, and in the process, love our neighbor and share the truth with our neighbor. That's our number one goal. And so every decision doesn't come down to how will it affect the attendance and the collection. Those are not, that's not the bottom line of the decisions of the elder board of Denver Bible Church.
Well, I just can't say what a blessing it is to be part of Denver Bible Church and to have the ability to listen to Bob Enyart live as often as I possibly can, because it's just such a ministry. It's just such a blessing to be able to hear the truth about saving babies' lives in their mother's womb, and activism and doing things to really make a difference to save our country.
Denver Bible Church members go down to the abortion clinic every day they're opened for years. And the average number of babies saved?
About 100.
About 100. And these are confirmed saves. And so just imagine, and we're a small church, imagine if another church said, hey, we're going to do that at another abortion clinic.
Because there are clinics in this state that just get no coverage at all, Bob. You know that.
Right.
It's true.
Up in Boulder, there's two abortion clinics that are mostly free of any Christian presence. And so, hey, Leslie, look at this. We just, our goal of $25,000... we're at $8,500. And so if somebody gives a one-time gift, we add it to that number. If somebody gives a monthly pledge, we multiply it by 10.
Oh.
Because if they give for, say, 3 months or 3 years, we just estimate. Well, Brett from Englewood has just called in, and what an offer he's made. He's pledging $50 a month for the telethon. Thank you, Brett. That adds $500 to our total.
Awesome.
So we're now almost at $9,000. But he's made a matching offer. And what is that?
It'll go up to $100 a month as a matching
with a matching gift of 50. Okay, so if I understand this, Brett, one of our listeners, he's listened for a couple years. He's supported this ministry for some time. He's saying that if someone calls in with a gift to Bob Enyart Live of $50 a month, he will increase his gift to $100 a month.
That's really neat.
That's awesome, Brett. What an idea. What an idea. And then that would add, we're talking about adding $500 a month here. If one person calls in and says, I'll take Brett up on that $50 a month offer, that will add $1,000. And so we won't be approaching 9,000. We will be about at $10,000.
Oh, almost halfway there. That's great. Well, yeah. Bob, I've got a letter here from Chris in Denver, and he sent in a check and said he's really praying and hoping that his gift will help keep you on the air without any interruption. Mm-hmm. And he also asked for Bob Enyart Debates the Stars. So you have some pretty neat product available for people if they do send a gift. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
We really do. We're happy to send a thank you, our DVD, Bob Debates the Stars. And there's about a dozen different Hollywood celebrities on this DVD. It's about a two-hour DVD, Leslie. I think you've seen some of it. We just brought all these together on one DVD in the past few weeks. And it's a powerhouse of debating. And, of course, these Hollywood people are pretty wicked in their worldview. And it's usually four against one, which makes it about even, you know.
Like when you were on the Maher show. What's his first name?
Oh, yeah, Bill Maher. Yeah, that would typically be 4-1, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but there are all kinds of comedians and talk show hosts and pornographers like Larry Flint and Donny Osmond, old time guys and new time. And it's a great DVD to learn arguments, principles, how to discuss these issues with unbelievers. And so if you'd like that, just ask for the Bob Debates the Stars DVD. We'd be happy to send that as a gift. And to make a pledge, and if anyone is considering taking up Brett from Englewood on his offer, please do. Our phone number, you can call 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278. Or you could go online to kgov.com. Now, do people ever mail in checks anymore? Does that happen?
Oh, I think they do.
Because we never give our mailing address. And
P.O. Box?
Yeah. And some people might think it's just an oversight, but we value the airtime. It's a precious opportunity, and we don't want to take all this time to do the telethon and give out an address. So if people want our mailing address, they can call us at 1-800-8-N-YARDS. But I'll give out the address once, and that is Bob Enyart Live, E-N-Y-A-R-T, P.O. Box 583, P.O. Box 583, Arvada, A-R-V-A-D-A, Colorado, that's C-O, 80001. Okay, so please, if you can, to support the telethon, Bob Enyart Live, 1-800-8-N-YART. Okay, so Leslie, there's a letter here about the murders at NIU, Northern Indiana University.
Illinois University. I actually attended that school in 1969.
You did. You told me that. Northern Illinois University.
In DeKalb, Illinois.
That's right. Well, I have a letter. Well, tell me about that. You attended back then.
Yeah, just did my freshman year there and then mm-hmm. wound up getting married and graduated here in Colorado. But as soon as I heard that horrifying story last week, of course, I had a great interest in what happened, of course.
When we have a personal connection to any major event, especially a crime, there's a connection that's made. It's actually visceral. It's emotional. You could feel it. And so here's a letter from someone in Illinois. David S. from Belvedere, Illinois, and he writes to Bob Enyart Live, and he says, "Dear Bob, the NIU shooting happened about 20 miles from where I live, and I was actually in DeKalb, Illinois, when it occurred, although I didn't realize till hours later what the ambulance flying by me was for."
Oh, wow.
So that's his personal connection, right?
Right.
He writes, "It was revealed earlier that the shooter was one of these typical gone-off-his-meds murderers whose live-in girlfriend claims," and of course, this all shows brokenness, right? Live-in girlfriend, that's violating God's enduring command, do not commit adultery. And it's one God, and so you violate one command, and why not violate others? So lust and covetousness and envy and bitterness and hatred, these things all go together. And so a typical gone-off-his-meds murderer whose live-in girlfriend claims was only a bit more irritable, not violent, after going off his meds. There was no note of explanation, only a book mailed by him to his girlfriend. Did you hear about the book he mailed there?
I did not.
Okay, on the day of the murders, he mailed a book written by an atheist, Nietzsche, Friedrich Nietzsche, called The Antichrist.
Didn't he say God was dead, Nietzsche?
That's exactly right. And, you know, I read that in a men's room. I read that. It was on the wall of a men's room bathroom. God is dead, Nietzsche. And somebody wrote under it, somebody wrote, "Nietzsche is dead, God." And I don't know exactly who wrote that, but I did think it was true. And David from Illinois continues, "Nietzsche is known widely for his words, 'God is dead,' and his hope for an anti-Christian morality. And Nietzsche has inspired many killers. Could this book itself be a letter of explanation?" That's a good point.
Wow.
"Just today on WorldNet Daily, I saw a story that says the killer also studied Arabic and Hamas."
I did see that.
You saw that?
I did.
And David writes, "That's just a coincidence, I'm sure. Illinois wants even stricter gun laws as a result of the murders." You know, that's one thing I appreciate about Peter Boyles in the morning on KHOW.
Right, right.
Because remember when Columbine happened, he was so anti-gun. And he used to be pro-choice, if I remember. And now it's 8 years later, and he's saying, you know, it's not the guns. Guns are not evil. It's the people. and he's now pro-life.
So he's got one more issue to get straightened out
on.
One
more. What? Oh, homosexuality. Boy, is he...
He favors gay marriage, and it just drives me nuts to listen to him
talk
about
that. Boy, is he bent and twisted on that. And he doesn't realize, you know, God wants us to love your neighbor, and God made us male and female, and it is deadly. It's destructive. If you don't love your neighbor, then you could be apathetic and say, I don't care. How does it hurt me if he's a homosexual? But you're not supposed to be selfish about everything. And I think that's one of Peter's favorite lines, is it? I don't want to mischaracterize him, but how does it hurt you if he's a homosexual?
Well, his favorite line is, what day did you decide to be
heterosexual?
Heterosexual, right.
That's right. And so if you love your neighbor, if you love your neighbor, then you're going to warn him that God made us male and female, and you are destroying yourself. You're denying God. And out of love, you're going to warn people. So anyway, Peter's, but this, it does remind me of Peter Boyle's here. So Illinois is saying they need more gun laws. Of course, no Christian morals or creationism in schools that teach you are accountable for your actions. And if you murder people, so David is saying, okay, we need more gun laws, but we can't have Christian morals. We can't teach creationism in schools, which would teach that you are accountable for your actions. And if you murder people, there is no easy way out, because if you commit murder-suicide, you will go to hell.
David sounds pretty sharp. I wonder how long he's been listening to your show.
Oh, I don't know. But oh, come on. Justin from La Junta, Colorado,
awesome.
Matched Brett's $50 offer.
Oh, that's great.
You know what? I think it's our listeners directly that are going to keep us on the air and going, because you guys, I mean, we didn't think this up, a $50 matching fund, another $50 to $100 if somebody else matches. That was Brett from Englewood. So thank you, Brett, and thank you, Justin. Wow. That gives us $1,500 toward our goal on today's show.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that amazing? So that means we started out at $8,485. I rounded it to $8,500. So now we are at $9,985, because we take each of those, the monthly pledges or the subscription to the monthly Bible study albums, which are $35 a month, or the BEL televised classics, which are anywhere from what, $20 a month up to $35, depending on how many of the old Bob in Your Life TV shows you want to get. If you subscribe to any of our monthly topical videos or sermons, then we take that monthly amount and multiply it by 10. So we just did that with these monthly pledges, and we multiplied them by 10. So that's $150, $100 a month from Brett, and $50 a month, wow, from La Junta, Justin. That's just extraordinary.
So I'm getting so inspired. I'm getting out my pen, and I'm going to write my check.
Come on, Leslie. Now,
I've been helping Bob and your life stay on the air for a while,
but I need to
get my check.
For many years, Leslie. And why didn't I invite you on last week? No, I'm only kidding. You're invited on all the time, right? And you know that whenever you have something important to share with the audience, Leslie, the studio is open to you.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. So that's $9,985 we're now up to. And so someone has the opportunity to put us over the $10,000 mark. And you know what? Some people might get discouraged when they see, Leslie, the goal is $25,000 and we're at like $2,300. But we have an incredible crew here at Bob and Your Live, and they don't get discouraged. People just press on.
That's right. The truth needs to be told, and we just carry on. Listeners are so awesome. They just help.
They do. And we've been doing this for 17, is that right? Yes, 17 years. Bob and Your Live, 5 days a week. And God has blessed us, and Cheryl and I with our 7 boys between us. But we're blessed to no end.
Well, my goal is to see you get to take the show to an hour, because I think you've got enough great information if you could squeeze the production into your day, because I know how hard you work on other things.
It would help the show. The show does suffer from the shorter format. And, for example, it's hard for people to get psyched and into a show and ready to call in a half hour. Like Rush Limbaugh, you know, less than 1% of his shows will he take calls in the first half hour.
Yeah, that's true.
Because listeners got to buy into the topic you're talking about, and you got to develop it. And then if they're going to debate, you know, they got to figure out, okay, what am I going to say to Enyard to try to win the debate? And right. If they're going to agree, they think, oh, I don't want to waste the airtime and just agree. So an hour show is much more conducive to getting callers. But hey, can I finish this now? Oh, and our phone number, 1-800-8-ENYARD, 1-800-836-9278. So David S. from Belvedere, Illinois, is saying if our schools taught kids Christian morals, creationism, and if you commit murder, suicide, you go to hell, that could have an effect.
You think?
Yeah, right? It could have an effect, obviously. And he writes, nah, that wouldn't work. Maybe banning guns and having one police officer for each American citizen would eliminate crime.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah, and then he makes a connection to the Columbine murders.
I was going to say, Bob, I have an article here that I sent to a dear friend of ours, and it says here that I didn't know this at the time, that the murderer had a trench coat on.
The murderer had a trench coat on?
And look at these tattoos on his arms. Mm. One's the pentagram, and the other one is some kind of bloody character out of a movie.
Well, like a satanic zombie corpse type creature. And so, yeah, and there is a carpenter who lives in Illinois who came out to Columbine right after the murders. Do you remember what he did?
I do remember this.
He put up the crosses for the victims and one for the murderer. And he was soundly rebuked by Brian Rohrbaugh, who's now the president of American Right to Life. And this guy, I'm not going to give out his name to give him any extra credibility or celebrity, but he did this again. He went to DeKalb and he put up the crosses for the five murderers and an extra. I said it wrong. He put up five crosses for the victims and one for the murderer.
The same guy?
The same guy.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And David writes, I was thinking about driving down there and seeing if I could make the sixth one disappear.
That happened here, didn't it?
Yeah, that happened here. It was Brian Rohrbaugh and Rich Petrone and some of Danny Rohrbaugh's family members who went up there in broad daylight with all the police around.
Chainsaw?
They removed the cross, and it's now in a better place. We just got a $500 gift from Denver, from Chris from Denver.
Chris, way to go.
Wow.
We don't know if that's a guy or a gal, but we love you, Chris.
We don't. Oh, it's a guy. Our call screener heard that, Leslie, is saying it's a guy. You know, our audience is male skewed, about 55% men, 45% women.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so and that's typical.
I'll have to see what I can do about that.
That's right. Hey, 45% women,
that's
a
pretty
lot
good.
Of women
that
tuning
is.
In.
That is.
To, you know, hardcore talk radio show. But that brings us to $10,500.
Very good.
That busted right through that $10,000 threshold. So Leslie Hanks from Colorado Right to Life, thank you so very much.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for letting me be part of this.
Appreciate you being on the show and each of our listeners and the callers who pledged. And if you can pledge, please call us. We'll be here after the show. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a great school. Maranatha.